This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We're doing healthy living this morning. I wonder if you know someone who's had bowel cancer. Typically, you know, it tends to be somebody older. My dad had it when he was around 70 and thankfully with surgery made a full recovery, but it was a big ordeal. But bowel cancer, interestingly, is on the increase in young people. Rates of the disease in young people have increased by 64% in the past 15 years. Professor Terry Bolan is a leading bowel cancer expert. He's also the president of the Gut Foundation. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Katrina.
Do we have any idea why rates of bowel cancer are increasing among young people?
We don't know why. Some of them, when they're very young, they're often genetic. But we think that the diet may well have a major influence. We don't know especially what's in the diet that does it. We know it's a combination of things. There's no particular dietary factor. So it's a mixture of maybe too much barbecued meat, processed meat, not enough fiber, too much fat, being overweight, smoking, alcohol. You put them all on one side of the scales and the side of the scales tip the wrong way.
Yeah, right. And how common is bowel cancer in Australia? Because we have a very high level by global standards, don't we?
It is the commonest internal cancer in this country. Mm. So that today, 30 new patients will be diagnosed with cancer, and of those, 12 will ultimately die because we get the cancer too late. So it is very common. Almost as many women die of bowel cancer as breast cancer. It's slightly more common in men, but it affects everyone.
Yeah, and it's not a great survival rate if we're saying 12 out of the 30 will die from it.
No, but it depends when you get it. So yeah. If you do some sort of screening program, and we call the cancers, say, A, B, C, D, and A is early and D is too late, then with screening, most of the cancers are early and therefore curable. Mm-hmm. If you wait for symptoms to come, and that's usually bleeding or an altered bowel habit, then only 10% of the cancers are early. So that accounts for the relatively high mortality rate.
So we're not screening enough? I mean, I know that you have a few bones to pick with the federal government over recent changes to funding for bowel cancer screening. Can you explain that situation to us?
Yes, the National Bowel Cancer Screening Program stopped last year. It's been refunded and will start next year. It concentrates particularly on people aged 50, 55 and 65. And doesn't really address the rest of the population. So bowel cancer begins at the age of 40. 10% of cancers occur before the age of 50, and then it escalates after that. And it's preventable because almost all cancers come from a little benign polyp. You can imagine a tiny little grape or a little bit of broccoli in the inside of the bowel, and that slowly grows over a period of 5 or 10 years or more. And when it gets big enough, many of them have the potential to change from a benign polyp to a cancer. Okay. So we want to get you when you've got the polyp. That's called prevention. And screening is also preventive, but also early diagnosis.
When you're talking about screening, are you talking about having a colonoscopy?
No, not necessarily. No. There are two options. Because cancers and polyps bleed a little bit, not enough for you to see, but we can find with a chemical test. That's the basis of the National Bowel Cancer Screening Program.
Okay.
So you can get those kits through your chemist or GP. You don't have to wait for the bowel cancer a letter to arrive on your door.
Okay.
You can do that. You should do it every year. Alternatively, you can have a colonoscopy, which you might have every 5 or 10 years. So that has the advantage that you find these little polyps that are not bleeding, maybe will never bleed. You remove them and you remove the risk.
So if you don't have a polyp, you won't get bowel cancer? Is it as simple as that? I mean, if you get rid of those polyps, you're not going to get the cancer?
That's the deal. Now,
it's pretty good.
You've got to keep on doing it. Mm. We would say, well, have one at 40 and then don't have another one till 50 because, as I said, they grow very slowly. Mm. After 50, we do it every 5 years because it does increase with age. But, my feeling is if you don't have polyps early on, then you're going to do pretty well.
So if you're a high-risk person, it's in your family or something like that, at 40 you should go and get your colonoscopy, but perhaps if you don't have a history, the screening test would be a good start? Or would that be
I
a
think
fair...
so. One in five of us will have a family history, and so you don't do the fecal test, you go straight to colonoscopy.
Yeah, that's me, obviously.
Another 4 out of 5, yes, you can have a choice. And some people get tired of doing the fecal test, I don't know why, but they do. And they may say, well, I'll just take a day out of my life every 5 years or so and have this done.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's only every 5 or 10 years. It's not too much of a big deal, is it?
No.
All right. So from 40, basically, you've got to get onto this and see your GP and start moving on this kind of thing.
In addition to programs like yours, we need an educational program that gets out to everybody and says, look, this is your risk. These are your options. Do something.
Now,
nothing.
And besides that, I mean, you mentioned a few diet things. What can just normal Australians do in terms of preventing the chances of actually getting bowel cancer? Do we know that, or is that not really?
Yeah, I think that a good diet is one which is cereals, fruit and vegetables and lean meat. Mm-hmm. Don't heavily barbecue your meat. Cut down on fat and increase your fibre. And that's good for your heart as well.
Yeah, that's good all round, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for your helpful advice today, Professor Terry Bolan.
Pleasure.
Been nice talking to you. So that's Professor Terry Bolan. He's the president of the Gut Foundation, and he's speaking to me for National Bowel Cancer Awareness Week.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.